begin to speak to me, you know, through some sermons and different things. But how many knows we have a full-time stream coming to us to conform us to this world all the time? We have a full-time stream of TV. I've just about cut all the garbage off. I don't even like to hear about the hurricanes. All they do is kill, steal, and destroy, right? Well, if we don't know about them, we can't do nothing about them. Oh, really? Listen, the Holy Spirit can speak to us and tell us exactly what to do, when to do it. He was here, the Holy Spirit was here way before TV. Way before TV, hallelujah. See, the Bible says, you know, Romans, go ahead and put that up there, Zach, Romans 12. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of our mind. See, media wants to renew your mind to lies, opinion. See, I told a guy one time, he says, what's your opinion on this? I said, my opinion don't mean much, buddy. I said, my opinion don't mean nothing to help you. It can't help you. Because my opinion might not be the right answer that you need. I said, but I can give you the word of God that is not my opinion. It's been tested, tried, and proven, still alive today. How many knows the Bible says the word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword? The word is living, is what that means. It's a living word, you know. And so we're not to be conformed. You know, fear is a spirit. I'm not afraid of hurricanes. I'm not afraid of wind. I'm not afraid of not having no money. I'm just not afraid. I'm not afraid to get whipped out in the middle of the street. Somebody can whip me, but I'm not afraid. Come on, the Bible says that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, timidity, but a power, love, and a sound, what? Mind. He said for us to put on the mind of Christ. What kind of mind did Christ have? He was God-minded. He was kingdom-minded. He was about the Father's business, hallelujah. He even got in trouble before he was anointed to be about the Father's business with his parents. See, but we're not to be conformed. You know what conformed means? We're scared. We're afraid. You know? I mean, just like the elections. I don't care to tell you. I voted for Trump. I hope everybody in this whole church voted for him. I don't know. Ain't none of my business. Don't tell me. If you didn't, it won't bother me. But I didn't vote for that man. I did not vote for him. If I was voting for Biden, I wouldn't be voting for him. I'm not for them. I voted for God. I voted for the one that was close, and I have for years lined up, but I'm not into politics, but I am into God. I want him at my home. I want him in our city. I want him every police officer born again. I want every mayor to know Jesus. I want every governor. I want every judge. I want everybody that is running our country in any way, shape, form, or fashion, from the White House down to my house. I want them to have godly morals and principles, don't you? Hallelujah. Well, you know, I've never been and after the things of God and not had a challenge. When I decided to not be conformed to this world, see, I came out of a wife-beating family, a lot of them. I mean, that's the world's way of doing things, handling problems. Beat your wife? Now, my wife would beat me. I mean, it wasn't like I beat her up very often. I mean, if you want to get down and get beat up, just get into it with your wife. You don't have to go to the bar. I mean, she get a hammer or something. I mean, she got a hoe one time broken off and tried to stab it through me. It was sharp, but I was fast, Mac. I got out of the way. You know, but that's what we had seen in our life, you know. And we'll get born again. See, but it wasn't just about that. It was about the plan, the full plan that God had for me and her. Look where we're at today. We're 30, we're 20-something years into being a Christian. We're only babies, really. We're just now getting started, man. 25-year-old don't know a lot. They think they know everything, but they don't. You asked us 50, they don't know nothing. They're just now getting started. They just have come out of the mama's nest, and out here now groceries is high. We figured that out 50 years ago. Hallelujah. Well, we're not to be conformed to this world's way of doing, being, saying, thinking, yielding to. And we've heard the testimonies. I mean, you know, just like, I mean, Sandy, somebody gets mad because she didn't get mad with them at somebody. You know, I thought, well, I've never had that happen. But, hey, it's always something new going on with the devil, ain't it? But you know what? Ain't going to yield to that thing. You know, people used to tell me, well, why you got a bad temper is because you've got a lot of Indian in you. You know? And I thought, well, I got it right. You don't mess with us Indians. I even did a rain dance one time to see if I could get it to rain, man. Because you know, watch that TV, I'm Indians doing the rain dance and all that stuff, you know. And talk to the moon and, you know, and all that stuff, you know. And so I used to do it. I used to do the rain dance, man, to see if I thought, well, I got some Cherokee Indian in me. My mom was 3/4, and my grandma, she was a... But you know what? That's a lame excuse for a bad attitude as a Christian. That is a lame excuse. Lame. I mean lame. Well, I busted that guy's teeth out. I know I'm going to go to Faithway Christian Dinner. I'm saved. And the Bible says to walk in love, but that Indian came out. That's a lame excuse, ain't it? So I told somebody, I said, it don't make no difference. I said, Jesus levels the lane field. And I said, there ain't no Germans are better than Indians. I said, all of this stuff. I said, it has to be killed by the nature of God. We got to kill it and walk in love and love people like Christ loved us. Hallelujah. You know, but see, that's the way the world does. I'm just bringing out, you know, God is saying the world is trying to conform you. The world is trying to get you in the mold. You better turn that media off. You better turn it off. You'll be so confused. You'll start believing good is evil and evil is good because they call it good evil. They call the man that me and 71 million people voted for him, they tell us that he is illegitimate. Was it illegitimate? What did they say? Stupid. What are they calling us stupid? Huh? Think about it. Don't tell me in my face, you ain't going to tell me in my face in my living room that I voted to stop abortions. I voted for God in the White House. I voted for Jesus and tell me I'm stupid. See, I mean, they want to feed us what they want us to believe. Hallelujah. We got to stay with that Bible, folks. We got to stay with that Bible so we're sober-minded. We're not drunk on the world, drunk on what they're feeding us. Hallelujah. Listen, people have told me the whole time, you're a radical preacher. No, I'm a Bible preacher. I'm not a radical preacher. To believe I'm healed is not radical. To believe, black God, that I'm supposed to be blessed going in, black going out, blessed in the city, blessed in my marriage, blessed in my church, that's not radical. That's Bible. You go back to these guys, they got them full of the Holy Ghost and power and sent them to do the work. That's what God's done. And he's called all of us together. We're called out. We're called together. We're anointed, hallelujah, by the Lord. And we're not going to be drunk on the world and the way they do and see things. I'm not. I'll be like Paul. They can stone me, throw me out of blood. I'll crawl back in here, Mac. I'm coming back. But God, I really mean that. I'm not just hot air. I can get in trouble. I'm all over the world, man. It's a wonder I ain't done been censored and done sent me a letter. You know, the FCC come out and wanted me to do away with this microphone. You know why? Because the Church of God over there is hearing me preach somehow through their speakers. And I'm like, I ain't getting rid of nothing. But God, they're getting double blessing down here in Bluffville. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, we start gearing in. And they start, so they just listen to us preach over here. over the Church of God in Bluffton. That's that. You know what I thought? I thought, nah, man. You know what? That's just like Jesus. He didn't have no microphone, but he had thousands and thousands gather, and the Holy Ghost took his voice and made them hear it for miles. Hallelujah. See, we're not to be conformed. It says, "Be not conformed to this world." That the word "world" means this age. The world's way of doing, being, thinking, saying. Hallelujah. You know, I was seeing somebody put it on there. They said, but you know, if you say you're racist, but you're not racist, but I said, that but means you are. You're not racist, but you have a problem. Well, we as Christians should not have a, listen, I know what it is to be racist. But God, I run black people to the all the way to the police station in Oneonta with Jack. And did you know, you better go to the police station. I'm going to kill you right here in Oneonta. I run them to the police station and got out, go and get them. You better run in the police station to where you can. So don't tell me about racist. And then I get born again. And then God sets me up with, I didn't like anybody if they wasn't white. And I didn't let, I'd done rebel flags, all kind of stuff. And it was not good. But my main problem is I thought they were after Teresa. So that's a fight every time I go anywhere. And so anyways, I get born again. And then I have to go to the laundromat. And here's some Latinos down there, you know, and I'm thinking, good, got them cornered up in the, black God in the, they ain't going to get out of here, you know. And I'm a Christian, that thinking comes. And then all of a sudden I thought, oh, man, I'm saved now. I mean, I can't, there's that new man whenever you start thinking those things. And these things that are trying, the world's way of doing and being tries to keep on molding you and making you. And then you start thinking, nah, man, I'm saved. I can't do that. I've got to love them. And then they come and ask you then, after I made the decision, Mac, I'm not going to kill them in here because I got them cornered in the, we washing clothes, you know. I felt like I got you cornered now. I got a good reason to be here, you know. And so, you know, I mean, and then I think, nah, I'm not going to do that. So I fought those thoughts off, not the feelings. The feelings were there. I'm like, I had the feelings just like I used to, you know. And so anyways, you know, I thought, nah, man. And anyhow, then I decided this is not going to happen. But God, I'm saved now. I'm supposed to love and not fight and all that stuff. I'm a baby Christian, Johnny. I mean, I'm just a baby Christian. I've been saved maybe a month or three. You know, wasn't very long. But it don't matter about that. The Holy Spirit was in there. He's in you. I had the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It enabled me to pray in tongues. If you don't believe in the Holy Ghost, you're going to live your whole life without the power of God. It ain't died out. You get the indwelling. You get the down payment of the Spirit. You're sealed into the day of redemption. You get a down payment when you get born again. A down payment, not a full payment. So you need the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I have tongues. Oh, shut that up. That's your flesh, but God. That's the gift that I have. I prayed in tongues so that you'd get touched by God today here in this service. I come in here because I don't know what you need. And so I'm praying in tongues while I'm putting strings and different things on the guitars, getting ready for this service, praying in tongues. I wasn't doing it for you. You wasn't even here. Yeah, I just don't believe it's for everybody. Well, I guess that half of the Bible's for half the people on the planet and the rest of it's for the rest of us. That's dumb, man. I mean, that's dumb thinking. Don't be conformed to this world. Because we don't understand some things God's doing. I didn't understand that God was setting me free down there at that laundromat. I didn't understand that God had set me free and he was giving me opportunity where people like all of us. I'm a mixed breed. I thought I was a white boy till I got saved. Then I figured out I got German. I've got all kinds of stuff. My mom and them been everywhere. I don't know where their mom and them been. Do you? I don't. I mean, I don't know where I came from. Oh, but I'm creating image and likeness of God. That's what I started identifying. Regardless of what I am and all of that stuff in the natural, be not conformed to this world. Well, you know what? That Mexican, he come over there and he said, hey. I thought, no, don't talk to me, man. Just don't talk to me. You know?
Hey, reckon you could take me home?
I'm thinking, are you serious? And then I thought, yeah, take him home. So I knew where all the beat you up places was, too. Track you out, run you over, and let God leave you, nobody will find you. I watched them drown each other up in the ponds up there on a farm. But anyways, I thought, okay, man, you know, at the same time that this is happening to me, Teresa keeps hearing works worthy of repentance. Works worthy. She didn't know what it meant. And then, you know, and I thought, I said, okay, man, all right, man, where you live? And he told me, and I said, okay. So I go tell Teresa, you know, and she's all nervous. I mean, she's nervous too, I'm sure, in there. You know, I said, I'm going to take this dude home, you know. Like that. Then I get back out there, and he said, hey, his car broke down. Can I bring my beer? And I thought, this is the last. No! Oh, I don't want a beer in my truck. I got, but come on, man. So anyways, I thought, oh, well, I did. I did that, and you know what? When I started out, I felt like I had been, you know, just drenched in joy. You know, what I was doing the works that was worthy of the repentance where I'd got born again, I was now doing the works of that salvation that had come in the inside, trying to take me over and control me. See, what I was doing, I was being transformed because my mind had been renewed. No, I got to love now. See, love your neighbor, right? Love your enemy. Don't be bitter against your enemy. Forgive those that have you. You have all, if anybody has all, forgive, the Bible says. See, love is a powerful thing, and this church is walking in the love of God. I'm telling you, Mac, that's why we can put up with each other. Me and you probably wouldn't like each other if we both backslid at the same time. I probably would. We might if we got some cocaine. We might as long as we're partying. But you know what? I mean, the Spirit of God brings all people together that they can function as one body, different members, different character, different ways of thinking, and brings all of our thinking in line with His thinking, His way, His character, black God, and then we got a mission that is beyond us, it's beyond what we can do, and we're going to prosper. But you know, let me tell you something. The Word is a written, it's written Word. But for the Word to become real, it has to be by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to quicken that Word to us to make it revelation. Until it's revelation, it's just knowledge. It's only just knowledge. And the only way really to do that in the fullness is meditating on the Word. The more that we meditate on the Word of God, it enables the Holy Spirit to get it past your head, what you found out off of that Bible, get it down in your heart, praise God, and it comes alive, then it's dynamite. What that means is this right here to me, just one little area. You can't break my marriage. I done got the Word down on the inside of me, and it's a revelation to me, but God, that I'm to love my wife as Christ so loved the church. And if I do that, bless God, there's a bond there with me and God and the Holy Ghost, and that's all I need, that nothing can take what I'm fighting for. You know what? I don't have a problem now with racists at all. Hallelujah. So people, well, you just don't understand how some of them thugs are. You might be a thug yourself, calling somebody a thug. Well, I found it in the Bible. He said, why are you saying they're doing that when you're doing the same thing? See, we got to watch this carnal thinking up here. There ain't nobody thugs. The whole earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. Now, there's a lot yielding to darkness and drugs and destroying their lives and stealing stuff and all that. I'm not denying all that, but that don't make them bad people. See, if I'm always looking at them as bad, thug, worthless, nobodies, then how can God use me to help them? See, we took from God before we got saved, most of it. We took and done, you know, and he didn't give up on us. He did not give up on me. Man, he waited till I made choices that took me down a road that brought destruction to me. I did it, and then he saved me. But you know what, praise God? You know, God has a plan and a future, and I'm not going to sit back. I've got this saying. I've got this motto in my mind and in my heart, and I'm not going to back off. I'm not going to live off of Social Security only. I'm not going to just live off of Social Security. But God, I say it in the morning when I think about it, say it noon, say it in the evening, and I say sometimes I'll say, well, I'll get my Social Security, I'll buy a cow or something with it. I'm not going to have to live off of that, but God. I live off the blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes Scotty rich and adds no sorrow. Well, 53 ain't going to make me think no different. 55 ain't going to, 60, whatever it is when you get Social Security, I don't know. I'll find out when we get there. But I'm not banking on that. I'm not putting that in the bank. Hallelujah. I'm going to be able to sow my Social Security because I've got so much going on that, I mean, my interest, I'm living off it maybe. Well, that's a pipe dream. No, that's a real dream. That's making plans now to prosper 15 years down the road, bless God, to already be in a place. I told Teresa, I said, you know what? I said, God's already doing it. I said, we've stood on God's word all these years. Let me tell you something. If I'd have put my trust in people and what in different things in business, I'd have went under a long time ago, sweetheart. My trust has been in Jesus, not in doers, not in people helping me get the doors done. If I'd have put my trust in all of them, I'd have went under years ago. But I drawed on the anointing of the Lord when nobody was there to help me and walked in a grace that nobody couldn't believe that I walked in. How are you doing all that and pastoring and doing this and doing this? And I would tell them, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. Learning to roll. See, don't be conformed to the world. I mean, people that need help today, boy, everybody's just sorry. They go around saying it everywhere. Everybody needs help, Mac. You know, they can't find people that'll be faithful and all that. But you know what? You can get in there with the world and you can whine and complain and poor old you. You know the only reason I'd complain is because I got to work harder. Well, what's wrong with working harder? Boy, y'all quiet. Nothing wrong with working harder, right? So I need to shut up, believe God. Anoint me to put in a few more hours, Lord. Anoint me, Lord, so I'm not like the world. Don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of my mind. I thought God said in his word that he would supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. I thought I believed that. I thought I believed greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I thought that I believed if God be for me, no, who can be against me? I thought that I believed no weapon formed against me will prosper. Y'all quiet. What? Look. He said that you may prove. The word prove here means to experience. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you can experience what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Man, that's powerful. That's powerful. So I renewed my mind in my marriage. Now I'm experiencing God's perfect will. Yes, I've got a good marriage. Teresa thinks God needs to work on me a little bit, but I don't. I think he needs to work on her, but she don't. That's fine. I see through the eyes of love. I don't care. She can't hardly do no wrong till she gets in the wrong spirit about Christian things. Now that gets on that gets me there now. I don't care who you are. If you're getting in the wrong spirit, you're wrong. Right? on somebody, right? We got to stay in the right spirit so we're not wrong. Hallelujah. You know what? I got in there in the financial realm, and I found out that 10%. Some people, good God, 10%? God knows I can't afford that. Blah, blah. They go through all of, they're conformed to the world. That's conformed to the world. Now you're not transformed. Now you're not going to experience God's goodness like he wants you to. Well, I just don't know if I believe that. You don't believe the Bible. That's why you're not going to be bothered with it. God told me one time, he said, I don't believe all that prosperity stuff. I said, you won't be bothered with it. God won't bother you with chunks. I said, but by God, I do. I said, I was raised broke. I said, I believed that I'd never go nowhere and be nothing. My family even told me that. You won't ever be nothing. You won't be ever. Why? Because they wasn't deadbeats. God told one of my brothers told me one time, I told him, I got all excited. Jesus is fixing to send me to the jails to preach to God, not to be locked up, Mac. I'm on the other side, man. And he's put it in my heart, I'm going to the jails and preach. I get all excited. I go to work, my brothers, they've been Christians a lot longer than me, and we're on the roof, and I'm roofing, I'm helping them roof, and all of a sudden, I just let it out. I said, the Lord's fixing to open the door for me to go to the jail, bless God. Like that, I'm going to go to the jail and preach. Like that, just a few seconds went by, and one of my brothers, he looked at me, and he said, nah, God had used me before he'd use you. Well, I just shut up, you know, and I started thinking about that, you know, and I thought, well, he's been a Christian a long time. Then I thought, lying devil, he told me that. God told me. Well, you know what? He got to go to jail with me one time. And I went for 3 years after that. He couldn't even handle it. Got such a headache, man. Satan attacked him. He was sick for 3 or 4 days with a headache. Don't you tell me God will use somebody else before he'll use it. I wasn't conforming to that. See, you can't conform to the way you think and some people think. He didn't mean no harm, but Satan did. Satan was trying to use that to steal the vision that I had. I followed that vision out. God opened up the Coleman County Jail, the Coleman City Jail, the Blount County Jail, and I went for 3 solid years. Open street ministries. Some of y'all got ministry in you, and Satan wants to conform you to the world. Praise God, the way the world thinks. You know what they think? Oh, I just ain't got time, really. Things are busy, and, you know, can't go to church because they want you to do things in church. And listen, all that's the devil. He'll give you grace. He'll give you an anointing. Man, you can't convince me. Told a guy one time, I said, hey, you looking at somebody that does it all. And you've got a 40-hour-a-week job, and you can't do what I do? Come on, man. I run a business and my family and church and ministry and all of that. I do all of that and successful at it. Well, I don't know how you find time to do it. I said, I don't. God does. I said, I leave all the details up to him. See, that's what God told Joshua in Joshua 1:8. Joshua's fixing to take up the task of Moses. Moses was the one that led millions out of bondage, out from under Pharaoh and through the Red Sea and all that stuff. Well, it's come to the end of Moses. He's got old and all of this stuff, and he's fixing to die. And Joshua is taking over for Moses. Now, Joshua, he's got millions of people out in this desert, not just 30 or 40. Millions. They got people set over these, you know, and Moses is giving them all, telling them what to do, what God said. And so Joshua comes to the point, and then Joshua, I guess, is concerned about it. But you know what God told Joshua? He said, Joshua, the word that I've given Moses, I'm paraphrasing a little, the word that I've given Moses, don't let it leave out of your mouth. In other words, don't forget it. But he told him, he said, meditate on it day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. And I noticed that when I read it back years ago, that God didn't say, I will make you prosperous. See, and then I'm like, God, you said he would make his way prosperous. He would, if he would meditate on the word. And then all of a sudden God spoke to me. He said, I was with them. He said, did you know I'm in you? I'm with you. So it changed everything. I thought, oh, I see, Lord. I see. You've already made Scotty and Teresa prosperous. We just don't see it yet. We just don't see it yet. So I thought, I've got to do what he told Joshua. Well, you know, he told Joshua, meditate on the word day and night. Well, I begin to study that word. I begin to study it out, and the word meditate means to mutter to oneself. That means you go around saying, I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed. And you don't say it religiously so people can hear it and all that. Nothing wrong with that. But you're saying it because you want to believe it. You want to believe that's for you. That's for your future. There no man can do what God's going to do in your life. Praise God. And you're learning how to put your confidence by yourself, not without outside the church, without the church, in God. Because how many knows the Bible says, in Mark 11:22, it says, have faith in God. Then the Bible says in verse 23, whatsoever things you desire, verse 24, whatsoever things you desire, believe that you receive it and you'll have it. Verse 23 says, if you'll say to that mountain, what mountain? COVID? Flu? I thought about it this morning. I thought, Lord, I'm hearing of more people on the planet not being able to go to sleep. I'm hearing them voices. I just can't sleep. I just can't sleep. I just can't sleep. I can't sleep. I mean, I hear it everywhere I go. You know, and I'm thinking, man, there's an epidemic. I can't sleep. I thought, I don't have a problem, man. I can take a nap, sleep 2 hours, get up, eat me a bite, lay back down, take nothing, go wake up at 8, go brush my teeth, take a shower, go to bed, go back to sleep at 10. I can sleep. I can get up at 6, eat breakfast, go back to bed and sleep. You know, and I thought, Lord, you know, we can believe you for money, but we got to believe you that you said you give your beloved sweet sleep. And we've got to voice that over ourselves. Meditate on that. Meditate on it. Meditate on it. Till that word, why, that's foolish. Well, you won't be bothered by sleep. It's foolish to keep saying that. Everybody knows it. You done told half the planet. Now you're telling yourself. See, he said, meditate on the word day and night. Then you can go to sleep. Then you can have finance. Then your marriage will be good. Then your house will come. How many knows your house is in your heart? I'm reading in the Bible, and he said he would give me houses that I didn't build. I've just only got one, so I guess there's going to be more coming. And bless God, when I got that house, I rejoiced, and then the trials come and all that. But I had the word of the Lord. That was my house. And I ain't lost it. I've almost got it paid for now. But you know what? Even in the middle of the trials, I wouldn't turn loose. But listen, we got to start meditating on the word of God more. Meditating. Turn the news off. I mean, I can just see it. Turn the news off. Turn it off about, well, we got to know what's going on the count. Why? Why do you think that you've got a draw to know what's going on? They're not going to tell you the truth. I told the Lord, I shut it off other evening. I thought, I would like to get some information instead of misled. I told the Lord the other day, I said, I'm shutting it off and I'm shutting myself in with you, Lord. I will have the end result soon. There ain't no need in me going in between trying to find it out. I believe what I believe is going to happen, but God, and we'll see when the dust settles. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, somebody told me the other day, what if it don't turn out like you're believing? I said, I'm not entertaining that right now. I said, don't bother me with that entertainment right now. I'm not entertaining losing. I don't entertain being sick and staying sick, getting COVID and keeping COVID, and long-term effects on my lungs and all the garbage I'm hearing them say, making me try to be afraid of that garbage. Flu's worse than it is. Flu will kill you. Get double pneumonia, homie. See, we got to keep our mind meditation on victory in Jesus. Oh, victory is mine. I mean, you know, you hear people today, boy, those were the good old days. Why? Because we've been through 6 months of battle with COVID. So their thoughts is church just ain't like it used to be. Let's take it back. Why not take it back? Why not get back what we once sensed in the Lord and felt in the Lord and done for the Lord? Used to, we had miracles because we got up in the middle of adversity and said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to tithe and we're going to give and we're going to feed the hungry. We're going to sow seeds, hallelujah. We're going to overcome evil with good. As for me and my house, we're going to love our enemies. We're going to pray for those that talk about us and use us, hallelujah. See, we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we're not, like Teresa said, carnal Christians. I don't want to be a Christian and be carnal. Well, I don't think I'm carnal. But your mind ain't on the Lord until Sunday and Wednesday. That's pretty carnal. I'll give you this instance closed because y'all just took up my preaching. Going to a men's meeting with some guys and on Tuesday night back, men's meeting where I used to go to church. Well, he gets some folk, get rounding them up, and that's good. We all riding together. And so we all get in the car, and I'm quiet. You know, they're talking about refrigerators and work. And I mean, they're just talking about what they're full of. You know, and I done shut it off. I done shut work and everything else off. I'm going to a meeting, you know, just like I do going to church. When I start the church, I'm done with work. I'm done with everything natural. I'm done. I'm coming to the house of the Lord. I'm going to have my mind on Him, not on cows and dozers and God's doors and whatever. Well, I'm quiet. So I'm meditating on the Lord, and I'm praying under my breath, and I'm saying, Lord, thank you for anointing the guy tonight, Lord. And we're just praying over the service. And, you know, we get to service, and we go on in, Matt. Well, something bad happened to one of the kids while they was in the service or something, had their phone and all that. And I'm over there talking after service, and my brother come over and he said, don't you care about anybody? And I'm like, what, man? What you talking about? Man, this guy's kid's got something happened to this guy's kid, and you're over here talking. I said, really? Well, let's go. I didn't know nothing about it. He said, well, he got it on his phone. I said, he shouldn't have had his phone in church to start with. No wonder the anointing blocked off. Y'all got your phones. All of y'all guys got your phone. So somebody can interrupt you right in the middle of the service, man. You want to get mad at me? Fine, let's go. So we get in the car, and I'm quiet. I get down here to the church, and I get out. I just appreciate y'all picking me up. I said, but I won't be riding with y'all no more. Boom. Then open the door back up. I said, let me tell y'all something, all of y'all. I said, you can't be carnal all the time. And then when something bad happens, stay in a right spirit. I said, y'all should have been prayed up to start with. Y'all should have had your mind on the Lord to start with. All of that. And you know, I said, so I won't, y'all won't be bothered with me riding with you anymore. Boom, got my truck left. Well, the next day, my brother, he called me up. Hey, man, I said, listen, y'all didn't make me mad. He said, you mad? I said, no, I'm not mad. I said, I sure ain't mad. I said, there's one thing I'm not going to do is be like y'all, carnal all the time, and then something bad happens in my life, go try to find God. I'm going to have God all the time, and I'm going to know that no weapon formed against me or my kids or whatever's trying to happen will prosper, hallelujah. Well, how many knows that's the truth right there? You stay prayed up. Some of you need to fast. Get before the Lord, fast, do without food. Good, I'll starve to death. You can lose a few pounds, baby, just like me. I'm 17 pounds overweight. It won't hurt me to fast for a couple of weeks. Hallelujah. Fasting does good, praise God, hallelujah. But don't be conformed, be transformed, hallelujah. Every time a challenge comes, take that Bible, go back to the devil with it, praise God, hallelujah, because victory's already ours. So I want to encourage you, no matter what your body's saying or anything, praise God, you know, people's told me, well, if you'd had faith, you wouldn't have had a heart attack. That's a lie. The you know, ain't got nothing to do with my faith. The doctors told me to quit eating ham, to stop eating ham. Stop eating bacon. You're clogging your arteries up. They tried to get me to take cholesterol medicine, and I wouldn't do it, Matt. Whose fault's that? You can't blame it on my faith. I should have done what the doctor said. The Lord was using the doctors. So I'm not going to blame it now on faith and God didn't show up. No, he helped me and delivered me and got me the surgery I needed and paid over $130,000. And black God, I can run marathons probably if I just train. Better shape than I was. So don't let that enemy fool you. If you really had faith, you would have finance. Well, if you get him off of that table, slap it. Shut up, idiot. I'm working on something. Hallelujah. Let's bow our head. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you.